Well, vendor management organization, or the VMO as it's called, is the idea of putting kind of one part of the agency that manages all major contracts. And let me be clear here. It's not the idea of you go through one door to get to the agency, but when you talk about commodity IT, commodity buying, office supplies is a great example, or furniture, something that everybody uses, why not, and this is the thought behind it from the Office of Management and Budget, why not buy it more efficiently and get better value for your money through this concept of this one part of the agency doing all the buying? You know, four agencies, as you mentioned, VA, Patent and Trademark Office, the General Services Administration, and the Treasury Department really are out in front of others in using the VMO concept. VA specifically and especially is finding success. Stephen Van Roekel is the federal CIO.
Since establishing this, we've hit a milestone of saving about $40 million in the last 6 months of renegotiating contracts through this new model, setting goals. The Veterans Administration now has a group they call the Ruthless Reduction Task Force that's going.
So the $40 million is just
the 6 months, just through this.
Just process. 6 months, just the end.
Yeah, that's right.
That was obviously Jeff Zients. You heard back there, the acting OMB director, asking about which was that agency, which was obviously VA. But other agencies, especially Treasury and specifically IRS, have also taken advantage of these VMOs, or vendor management organizations, and in how they deal with contractors. Now, Van Roekel says his office and the Office of Federal Procurement Policy developed a maturity model for using these VMOs. Van Roekel and OFPP Administrator Joe Jordan are creating centers of excellence that know, for instance, how to buy technology and then applying them to the relationship with vendors through their strategic sourcing initiative. Van Roekel says he plans on scaling the use of VMOs across the government.
Now, you mentioned strategic sourcing, Jason, obviously a big push right now across the federal government. How do VMOs help that initiative?
Right. The idea behind VMOs, is not to buy everything, but buy everything that's commonly used, papers, pencils, things like that. OFPP's Jordan and Van Roekel, both of them spoke today at the President's Management Advisory Board meeting, and they're working very closely together down this path of strategic sourcing. The idea of centrally buying was really part of Jordan's presentation today. Jordan says about $150 billion out of the $535 billion that agencies spend each year on procurement could be bought through strategic sourcing. And in fact, the advisory board hearing that encouraged OMB to consider making strategic sourcing contracts mandatory and then centralizing them. Dan Tangerlini is the acting GSA administrator. He says the private sector has demonstrated the benefits of buying centrally.
Maybe there's some relative percentage, 90-10, 80-20, 65-35, but it's really a balance of what are those things that you gain value from buying centrally, buying once and buying well, using your scale, and what are those things that are deeply mission critical.
So GSA could be that hub for buying centrally. It's already offering office supplies, print management services, delivery services, and some types of IT hardware buying through that strategic sourcing initiative. Another way down the path towards centralized buying is mandating contracts that vendors give agencies certain levels of pricing and transaction data. Jordan says agencies don't have that kind of detailed data now, and it would help them understand where the discounts could be found. Over the next couple years, 2 years, Jordan says his goal is to save $10 billion from strategic sourcing.
We've got to drive increased utilization of our current federal strategic sourcing initiative vehicles. We've got a few that stood up. That opt-in is just, or the opt-out is too powerful. I hear a lot of mandate, but we've got to do that in partnership with the agencies. We'll figure that out. And the second prong is increasing the number of vehicles that we have. We've got to improve the agency high-level accountability, but also create a steering committee where we've got partners so we don't act ahead of what all of your needs are. We get the buy-in, but we do it quickly. And then on the second front, we've got to improve the data. So inserting a contracting clause in new contracts that says you have to give us that price and volume data. We're going to have to issue some sort of guidance in collaboration with the agencies, but to the agency saying, okay, against those two prongs, here are the specific things you need to do. Based on that, there'll be a from to on the utilization of the vehicle. So you can say, hey, do these things work? Or how do we need to course correct?
Now, there's a lot of, beyond VA, there's a lot of other agencies who are doing strategic sourcing. Transportation, Homeland Security departments are two of them. Transportation actually has found that it can save almost $8 million through computer device peripherals that they're just through strategic sourcing. And DHS bought about $3 billion worth of goods and services through their strategic sourcing initiative and saved about $10 to $15 million. One bit of warning, if you will, is from DHS Deputy Secretary Jane Hull Lute. She says strategic sourcing is not a one-size-fits-all, but a one-size-fits-most approach.
Gotcha.
So that's good lessons learned.